You're listening to SBS News.
Have you ever noticed them across Facebook? Advertisements featuring some of the nation's most recognisable faces, including the promotion of investment in cryptocurrency. But these ads are fakes and have plagued the platform since 2020. Now, the country's Consumer Monitor is taking world-leading action. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission has taken Meta to the federal court.
For misleading and deceptive conduct by publishing scam advertising featuring prominent Australian individuals and seeing them lose a hell of a lot of money. Indeed, we've had numerous reports of people losing a lot of money through these scam ads, in one case over $650,000.
That's ACCC Chairman Rod Sims. He says the financial loss is not the only consequence for these prominent Australians.
And there's also reputational harm for the individuals involved. So you've got Dick Smith, Mike Baird, Koshy, Andrew Forrest, people who've made Facebook know, let Facebook know that there are problems with these ads, that they're just fabrications, and yet Facebook hasn't taken sufficient action to prevent them occurring.
If the case is successful, Mr. Sims says it would set a precedent proving Facebook is responsible for the ads it places on its platform. ScamWatch figures show in 2021, consumers reported losses of $99 million to cryptocurrency investment scams. In one instance, a 77-year-old grandmother lost $80,000 in the investment. Last month, businessman Andrew Forrest launched separate criminal proceedings against Meta.
I also allege that Facebook failed to create controls or even a corporate culture to prevent its systems being used to commit crime. This legal action follows many attempts by me asking Facebook to prevent my image from being used by criminals to scam Australian users, innocent people, mums and dads.
A Meta spokesperson told SBS News, "We don't want ads seeking to scam people. They violate our policies," and that the company uses technology to detect and block scam ads. This all comes at a time where Facebook is facing increased scrutiny for the content posted on its platform. Just last year, Facebook faced claims before Congress in the United States that it stokes division and is harming children. Director Enterprise at the University of New South Wales, Canberra cyber analyst Nigel Fair, says social media platforms must start taking responsibility.
The internet is just another public place, just like walking down the street or going to the mall. It just happens to be curated, in this case, by Facebook, just like all the other social media platforms. They all have a responsibility to have a trustworthy, safe and secure experience for their people, just like we expect when the mainstream world.
Rima Alaju is the founder of fitness hub Trunk Studios. She recently chose to remove her business from all social media platforms.
I didn't want to continuously complain about something that I disagree with strongly, but then not do anything about it. It feels like just being hypocritical. I feel really good that we've taken ourselves offline. We're not contributing. We don't pay any ad spend anymore.
Francesca D'Annunzio, SBS News.